This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending April 15th of 2024, why the latest inflation reports could postpone the Fed's rate cutting plan, how inflation continues to impact construction costs, and why homeowners are getting sticker shock from property tax bills. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week that was dominated by two of the latest inflation reports. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, came out on Wednesday, and the Producer Price Index, or PPI, came out on Thursday. Unfortunately for everyone wanting a great inflation report, the March CPI was hotter than expected. It rose 0.4% in March, for an annual rate of 3.5%. That's up from 3.2% last month. That is not what the Fed wants to see, as it decides to lower the Fed fund rate. Prices for energy and shelter accounted for most of the upside. The core rate of inflation, which eliminates fuel and food, was also up 0.4% to an annual rate of 3.8%. The very next day, the government reported that wholesale prices had also moved higher in March by 0.4%, but the overall picture was less dramatic than it was for the CPI. As reported by MarketWatch, it shows that wholesale prices are not under a lot of pressure because the core rate was only up 0.1%, and prices for goods were actually down 0.1%. Prices for services were a little warmer with a 0.3% increase, but that's better than the 0.6% surge we saw in January. Economists had been revising their predictions for an interest rate cut because of the hotter-than-desired inflation reports this past quarter. In reaction to the March CPI, some economists are now predicting the Fed will wait until September for its first rate cut, instead of a previously forecast rate cut in June. Before these last two reports, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman said that the central bank may need to hike rates further to control inflation. I'm fairly certain these new reports did not change her mind. Bowman is a permanent voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets the policy for short-term interest rates. She's known as one of the more hawkish committee members. She said that it will eventually become appropriate to lower rates, but that we are not yet at that point of doing so. The cost of building materials is one of the pain points for the construction industry. The Associated Builders and Contractors says construction input prices were up 0.4% in March, thanks to inflation and supply chain issues. Since February of 2020, right before the pandemic got the inflation ball rolling, construction input prices have risen 41%. Steel and iron products have gone up the most, with milled steel up 63%. Concrete is up more than 37%. Sand, gravel, and crushed stone are up 36%. After a huge price surge during the pandemic, lumber has come back down to earth. Softwood lumber is only up 11% since February of 2020. The Fed also released the minutes from their last meeting. It shows that officials are taking a more cautious approach to a balance sheet runoff. The Fed purchased $5 trillion in assets to boost the economy during the pandemic. It has since trimmed about $1.5 trillion since mid-2022, but still has $7.5 trillion on the books. The minutes show that officials are leaning towards a 50% cut in the monthly runoff of maturing treasuries, from $60 billion to $30 billion a month. They would keep the current cap of $35 billion in the runoff of mortgage-backed securities. The weekly jobless report is once again on the low side, with just 211,000 claims for unemployment benefits. Continuing claims were up by 28,000 to a total of 1.8 million. The big picture is that the job market continues to show strength. Mortgage rates were relatively flat for this past week. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was up 6 basis points to 6.8%. The 15-year was up 1 point to 6.16%. And in other news-making headlines, homeowners are getting a substantial amount of appreciation as home values continue to rise, but they're also getting a serious amount of sticker shock when it comes to their new property taxes. A new report by real estate data analytics firm Adam says that U.S. property taxes on single-family homes went up almost 7% last year. That's almost double the rate of increase in 2021, and the biggest increase in 5 years. On average, a homeowner handed over about $4,000 in property taxes for the year. Adams CEO Rob Barber said in a statement, "The tax increases were likely connected, at least in part, to inflationary pressure on the cost of operating local governments and schools, along with rising public employee wages and other major expenses." People who buy new homes are also getting a huge surprise when their home is reassessed. A CNBC article explains that property taxes are estimated at the time of the sale, but are reassessed during the next year, and that first-time home buyers are often shocked by the result. That's especially tough if the buyer has already squeezed his or her budget to buy the home and suddenly has a much bigger chunk to pay in property taxes. That's why in California, many years ago, we passed Prop 13 so that property taxes could only rise incrementally. Well, that's it for today. You can read more about the stories in this episode by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. I also want to make sure you know about our live event on Saturday, May 4th in the San Francisco Bay Area. We'll have 6 real estate property teams giving presentations on their markets and the kind of rental properties available. We'll also be hosting a cocktail party in the evening to give people an opportunity to get to know those property teams better. You can find out more about that at newsforinvestors.com. Just click on Connect and then Live Events. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.